Mishnah. So we have the Mishnah here in Sanhedrin. Dini Mamanis Bishlosha, Gzelos Tachavos Bishlosha. As Rashi points out, Gzelos is defined, Kofer B'Pikadon, and so on. Then it says Chavolos, says Rashi, Chavolos, Chovel B'Chavero, Chayiv B'Chamisha Dvarim. What is chovel? Chovel is a physical assault. Somebody assaults somebody else. There's five different types of payment. Kedamin bavakama. The ish ki yitin mum ba miso kasha asa ken ye asalo. That pasuk is in Parashas Emor. And we explain ken ye asalo be mamon. That's in Eilunaris. It's drasha. Ken ye asalo is mamon. So that's what chavolus is. Rashi continues. The Gemara para chayno dini mamanis. The Gemara is going to ask that gzelos v'chavolos is dini mamanis. So why does the Mishnah repeat dini mamanis b'shlosha and then have the subcategory of dini mamanis? And that's what we spoke out from the Gemara, that really dini mamanis b'shlosha is one type of dini mamanis hodos v'alvos, and that's shlosha adyotos. Gzelos v'chavolos have a different standard and they need mumchim. Okay, the Bartanura. Let's see. Doesn't say anything. So, okay, that's good. Okay, so we have Gzelos v'chavolos b'shlosha, and now we have the Mishnah continuing with more things that require Beis Din of Gimel. Nezek, v'chatzi nezek, tashlumi kefel, v'tashlumi abav v'chamisha b'shlosha. So the third grouping that needs shlosha, nezek, chatzi nezek, kefel, and dalet v'hei. Says Rashi, Tashlumei kefel, or nezek, sorry, nezek, the shor hamuad, o adam shehiziku. What does nezek mean? Nezek is a shor hamuad that pays nezek shalem, or a person that caused hezek. So that's nezek, full payment, mamon hamazik, adam hamazik, all this goes into nezek. And the obvious question that Rashi gives us from the Gemara, b'gemara parach, chaynu chavolos. Chavolos should already encompass what? Adam Shehizik, right? So what does it say separately, Nezek? We'll see, the Rav already gives us an inkling of what the Gemara says. Ariel, you can ask a question.
Can it be damaging property towards the person?
Adam Shehizik, in other words, not Adam Shehizik, Adam. He's saying Chovel would be Adam Shechavel B'Chaveiro, that's Chamisha Dvarim. And then Adam, the Azik Shor, so to speak, where Adam is Mazik, a person's property. We have to know what exactly goes into Nezek and the Gemara's question, Nezek Hainu Chavolos. See, Tosus already in the bottom of Dav Gimel Med Aleph begins to discuss it. It has to do with, you know, the Inyan of Shukusayu. We have to see exactly how to fit that into the Mishnah. Tosus says Nezek is not Shor, Shehizik Shor. So therefore the question certainly is, so what do you have to say Nezek if you said Chavolos? Yeah.
Isn't one of the five Chamisha Dvarim is Nezek, so that one Nezek...
So you're saying regardless you have a repetition. In other words, since Chamisha Dvarim of Adam Hamazik, Adam is the same Nezek that you have by Adam the Mazik, sure. So in that sense it's an overlap. Yeah? Go ahead.
Why was the Gemara's question on Chavolos? I knew not higher from Zelos.
It is. When Rashi says Gmam Mefarish, Rashi doesn't just going on Chavolos. He's going on both. Good that you bring it up. Everyone hear this point. It's clear. Rashi first explains Gzelos, explains Chavolos. And now, having explained the two parts of this sentence, Rashi says, Gmam Parach Hainu, meaning Gzelos and Chavolos. Obviously, that's for sure. That's what the Gemara's question is. So it's clearly that Rashi had that in mind. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Rav, the Bartanu already... wait a second, okay? We'll see the whole thing. Okay, nezek, chatzi nezek. So Rashi doesn't tell us, but that's obvious. What's chatzi nezek? That's a short time. So we have a shaila, really, whether chatzi nezek is considered knas, or chatzi nezek is considered mamon. That's the machokis in Bava Kama. So that's a separate category, chatzi nezek. And then tashlumi kefel, says Rashi, digneva, shenimtza biyado, desiv himatzi timatzi biyado hagneva. What is Rashi telling us? Is there another kefel besides, kefel is kefel de geneva, shenimtza biyado. What could Rashi have in mind here? Who pays kefel? A ganef. A ganef who steals something and he's caught stealing. Is there another quote-unquote ganef who pays kefel? Yes? A shomer who's towing tainus ganef. That is a shomer chinam who claims that it was nignav. And it turns out huat from a ganva, which is a separate parsha of ganef, of a shomer. Maybe Rashi wants to steer you straight here. Tashume kefel de gnevash nimtza biyado. Even though there it's also Nimsa Biyado, but it's not the same Nimsa Biyado. It was originally given to him, and then he was kofer, and he said it was Nignav. So, the Nimsa Biyado that Rashi is quoting is the Pasuk of Aganeth itself. No? But let's see. What Pasuk is it? Chav Beis. Shmos Chav Beis. Pasuk.
Gimel.
Yes, so this is referring to Aganeth Baba Machteres. This is not the parish of Tony Tainas Ganeth. The parash of Tonitan is Ganev is later on. Ki itenishal re'eus is in Perek Chabeis, starting with pasuk vav. V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, that he claims it was nignav, and then it says that he has to take a shvua, a kol dvar pesha, and so on. Asher shnayim shalim shnayim le're'ehu. But the earlier pasuk that Rashi is quoting here, that's the Ganev mamish. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. The tashumi kefal. Rashi wants you to understand. We're talking here about the kefal of a ganeth. Shenimtza v'yado. D'chsev imatzi timatzi v'yado. What about the other kefal? Would it be different? So we'll have to wait a little bit. Wait for the... What do you think?
With the Rav, it was in the case of the Shomer Sachar.
For the Be'en. We're talking here for the Kefa. The Chi of Knas of Kefa. So it's a Knasos. The Knas of Kefa, Chara does require Mumchim. Right? But I'm just being guided by the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi seems to try to emphasize for us. We're talking about the Kefa. Kefa of Nimtza V'yado, the Pasuk Himatzi Timatzi V'yado. But we're noticing there's another kefa as well that Torah has for Tony Tanis Ganef. Presumably that would also require Gimel Mumchen, yeah?
Isn't
that TJ Kefa a representation of Gzelos? Gzelos is not Gneva. Gzelos is saying it would be. The context of a Shomer would automatically be Gzelos.
Right. And you
know what
he's supposed to
he's
not be,
if he says Nignav, that's Kofar B'Pikadon. Kofar B'Pikadon is... He never gave it to me. Or maybe not. Maybe that's also part of Kofar B'Pikadon.
So it's only if you're
if he has a different... Right. It has to be only with the Tainas Ganef, and he himself was the Ganef. That's the case of the Shomer. All right, we'll see. We'll see more details in the Gemara about the Parsha Shomer. I'm just noticing the Lashon of Rashi. The Teshkumi Abav HaChamisha, and by the way, that same thing would be by the Shomer. If the Shomer was Tavach HaMachar, he would pay Dalad Behe. So you can have Dalad Behe in the case of the Shomer, you can have by a regular Ganef. By Shomer. What does the Bartanura say? Nezek Adam Osar Mord Sheiziku, the Mishalim Nezek Shalem. That's same as Rashi, which is the order here. He says Adam first, okay? Chatzi Nezek Shortam Sheiziku. The Afa Gav Dahainu Chavolos. So what does he have to say? It's part of Chavolos. So he gives us what the Gemara gives us the answer in Gimel Mid Aleph and to Gimel Mid Beis. Aidi Debai Lemisni Tashume Kefo Tashume Baba Chamisha. Once he wants to tell you Kefo Dal Behe. She'ena Mishalim Kemo Masha Hizik, She Mishalim Yoser. So we had cases where you're paying more than what you caused the damage. This is a knas of kefal dal vehe. Tanami chatzi nezek she'ena mishalim kimo shehizik. So chatzi nezek is similar in a sense that it's also not what you damaged. It's less, but it's not the exact amount, proportion. She'ena mishalim pachas. No, va'aydi. Chatzi nezek tanami nezek. So really, there is an overlap. But the Mishnah does it just ID. That's the style of the Mishnah. So it's mentioning the Kefal Dal Behe. It tells you Chatzi Nezek, and it doesn't say Chatzi Nezek by itself. It says Nezek the Chatzi Nezek. Okay, that Gemara we'll get to, so we don't have to get too into it right now. That's the answer to the question. Continues the Mishnah. Ha'ones v'amefata v'amotzi shemra. Three cases. Ones, mefata, motzi shemra, b'shlosha. Divi Rav Meir. V'chachamim omim, here we have a dissenting view. V'chacham omim, on the third of the three cases here, motzi shemra b'esim u'shlosha, mipnei sheyesh bo dinei nefashis. Din nefashis, as we'll see later in the Mishnah, is the basement of Chav Gimel. So the Chachamim say the motzi shemra has in it dinei nefashis, so it requires Chav Gimel. What are these cases? Rashi explains, Ha'ones v'omefata na'ara b'sura chamishim kesef. The halacha is, as we have in this coming week's parasha, Parashas Kiseitse. Yeah.
By mefata, that's lav dafka. Mefata, from what I remember in the third parak of Pesuvos, either pays 50 or marries.
That's correct. But that's correct. You're quite right. There, the payment is only if he doesn't marry her. You're quite right. And by onus, regardless, he has to pay it. But either way, the payment that could conceivably be assessed is chamishim kesef. So there's a din Torah for the, possibly chamishim kesef. So the Rashi just gives you that amount, which is associated with the din of mefata. Onus is where he rapes the nara besula. Mefata is where he seduces her. And in the parasha's mefata is in mishpatim, and the parasha of onus is in kiseitse. And of course, there are differences, as you note, and other differences as well. The Mishnayis and Elanaris discuss that, and then grouped together with onus and mefata, the Mishnah has motzi shemra, which is also in kiseitse, lomatzasi bitcha besurin, that the person marries a woman who, and he claims that she was mezana when. Between when and when?
Erisin.
Between Erisin and Nisuin. And so he comes with his taina, and he brings Edim, and then there's a din Torah, and the father could bring his Edim, and then this shaylos which Edim are correct, and who's Mazim, which Edim are Mazim, which Edim, and who ends up having to do Kasha Zamam, and so on. All these wonderful sugyas that come later as well, and we had a little bit of Nelunaris on this. And at the end of the day, if it turns out that the husband has mimotzi shemra, he is wrong, as Edom are found to be lying, so then the punishment is, as the pasuk says, the yisroso, which is interpreted as malchus, the unshuroso mea kesef, and he pays mea kesef. So the din of motzi shemra, along with onus mefata, these are knasos, these are payments of knas, hamishim kesef, mea kesef. So the Mishnah says it's bishlosha. Also requires basin of gimel, and the chachamim disagree on motzi shemra. Why? Because yesh bo din in nefashos, says Rashi, din emes haya shitzin setachta. Again, the lashon pasuk is in emes haya hadavar zeh lo nimtzu b'sum lanayra. The pasuk goes on and says that you have to stone her for being mizana. That's the punishment for nama rasa. If mizana gets skila, if she's already in the sua, then what's the onesh? It's no. What's the onish chenek? It's interesting. In Nara Morasa, the onish is more severe. So then you give her skila, and in the fashos, be'inon chav gimel, and that's later in the parak, later in the Mishnah, as we have it here. What does the Rav say? Bartanura, v'amotzi shemra, lo matzasi v'it chav surin, v'anshuro sal mea chesed. Din in the fashas, din emes hayadavar, zin satachta v'skila, v'din fashas v'chav gimel kidu kaman v'lacha kechachamim. What is exactly the machlokes here between the chachamim and the Tanakama? That is a major sugya later, where the Gemara is going to have many suggestions to explain exactly the nekudas machlokes. Exactly what is the machlokes based on? Why doesn't the Tanakama consider the issue of din in the fashas? The Rambam gives you one of the pshatim with laz, and even that is not clear what it means, so we're not going to get into it either now. But that's a whole sugya with many different possibilities. What was the machokas about? Why does the Tanakam ignore the issue of din nefashis? He says, right now it's only din the mamonis issue. One thing I will mention, though, is, the Gemara's discussion, but it could all, one among the possibilities in the Gemara is also this issue can come up. We have the issue of malchus by Motzi Shemra, the Yisroso, so that, according to one Tana, we're soon going to see, there's a halacha of Chav Gimel for Malkus, so that could also have bearing, obviously, on Motzi Shemra. Al Kopanim, so we have, until now, everything was clear, consensus, the Imamanis, Xeos the Chavolos, Nezek, Hasi Nezek, Kefil Dalad Dehei, Onis Mefate, that everyone is in agreement. Shlosha Motishem, now we have a machlokes whether it might need Chav Gimel. Question. Yeah.
So, two questions. According to Rabbi Meir, why would you require three? Man of Shav Motishem is always going to be Dina in the Pashos.
No.
Why?
No.
Because the Edom are going to get killed if the girl doesn't kill, and if the girl gets killed, the Edom don't get killed. So
you mean for the Edim, for the husband to be proven as a Motzi Shemra, so then that means that his Edim were Zomim.
Exactly.
How do you know he's wrong?
If they don't match up.
They don't match up. It could be contradicting each other in other ways. Of course, it's true, right? Doesn't have to be Azama. Not the only case. Yeah, it could be, right? That's an obvious answer. Yeah. Could be other ways to answer, but okay, let's just say like that. Yeah.
And also, why does the Mishnah split up three? Like after we explain that there are two different types.
Why doesn't it fold onus and fatet? Well, onus and fatet with the shema often go together. You see from Elanaris that way, right? They have a lot. Onus and fatet obviously go together. Motzi shema is often linked, as we know from the Mishnayos in the third parak in Ksuvos. So it's also a knas, and it's halacha lo siyah leisha by onus. So they're brought together. Motzi Shema is a machlokas, so it keeps those three separate because, again, those three are together. Motzi Shema is there's another opinion. So that's why they're.
One of the Mishnah say Dina must be Shlosha, and then everything else is Shlosha also.
No, the Dina must be Shlosha, that's the first Sugya. That's going to be the distinction between Zeus v'Chavos and Hodos v'Avos. That's what that means. That's what Rav is going to say Pshat in that Mishnah. Rav is going to say it differently. Rav is going to end up saying it this way, that there's two types of Dini Mamanis, Hodos Valvos of one type of Shlosha, and the other Gzeres HaChavos, another type of Shlosha. Fine. Now it goes on with the other cases of Knossos, and now we get to another realm. Now we have Makos Bishlosha. This is no longer about money. This is about makos for somebody who's what? Who's chayiv malkus for violating a lav, sheish b'maisa, and so on. Makos b'shlosha, says the Mishnah. To administer makos, you need a basin of gimel. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, they said be'esim u'shlosha. What does Rashi say? Makos, malkus aboim. What did Rashi have to say it? I mean, what would you have said? So maybe Rashi had in mind. Don't go there. Don't go there. Don't think it's Makos Mardus, which is a Dindra Rabbanan. There's no machlokas over there. Presumably that's because by Makos Mardus, what would it be? You need to have Beis Din, right? It's given by Beis Din. Someone violates Isurid Rabbanan, so they can get subjected to pressure by Beis Din, Makos Mardus. A lot of different shitas about Makos Mardus. Does it match up with Malkus Deraisa? Does it have a certain number? Does it have 39? It's like Malkus Deraisa. If you want a Mar Malkum in this, I'll give it to you. Ksuvis, the Ritva and Ksuvis, and Memheim in Beis. Diva Maschalokim, Malkus Mardus Drabban. The Gemara has this many times in Shas, Malkus Mardus Drabbanan. That when it says Malkus, sometimes it means Malkus Mardus. So what is Malkus Mardus exactly? So he brings a few different shitas here. Achitetei Nafsho, that's what the Rambam writes. Until he listens, or he's, you know, that's it, keep going. Some say, if he omed Bezin, Bezin does whatever evaluation, and they say that's what we're gonna whip him that many times. There's different possibilities. There are some Yishonim, I think, I don't remember who anymore, that says that it actually has 39. No, then it's a Ke'en Doraisa component. So now you have to know, maybe that's why one could have thought that the Din of Makos the Rabbanan should be parallel, and whatever Machokis will be over here will be over there. Rashi, I think, could be wanted to you to know, don't assume that anything about Makos Mardus. I don't think anyone would disagree about Makos Mardus Rabbanan. It would not require Chav Gimel. Now we have to know why. We have to know why Rabbi Shmuel says Chav Gimel. Rashi doesn't tell us. Makos, Malkus, Aboyim, Taimed Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbanim, Farish, B'Gemara, Mikroi. So you want to know what each one holds and why they hold what they hold. That's the Sugya Daf Yud. What is the Sugya Daf Yud? We'll talk at the Bar Tanura. Go ahead, fine.
The Gemara that the Minchas Chinuch quoted said that, I mean, I think it was talking about Makos Mardus, was Shetesei Nafsho.
Ah, okay. So that could be Makos Mardus, Shetesei Nafsho. Yeah, that's Suvas Pevav, right? Yeah, yeah. But you have that idea. So he's saying that's what Makos Mardus also means. But not everybody holds that way. Different opinions about Makos Mardis. And I'm not sure what Rashi holds. Rashi has something in Chulin about it. Maybe they bring on the notes here. The Lashon Makos Mardis, by the way, what does it come from? Makos Mardus. Redoing, like, either it means discipline, like to be redeer, like to, would like to, you know, to, you know, to control him, to beat him, or Milashon Nered, like to rebelling against the Chachamim. Yeah. So there's a notion of Makos Mardis. I think Rashi wants us to know that's not going into this Mishnah's Machlokas. Rashi says the Gemara explains the reasons for both, so that means we have to know why Shlosha according to the Tanakhama and why Rabbi Shmuel says Chav Gimel. What does the Bartanura say? He gives us the Gemara. Zok the Rav, Malkus Aboim b'shlosha d'chsiv. This is, the Pasuk is where? No, v'nikshu ha'mishpatu shvatim. Where is this Pasuk? What parash is it? Dvarim Chaf Hei, no, sure enough. Parashas, no, Parashas Kiseise, this coming week's parasha. A lot here in this week's parasha. What does it say in parasha, in Perek Chaf Hei? Ki Arib ben Anashim, v'nikshu ha'mishpat u'shvatim. Shnayim. So now you have the notion of shvatum. They will judge them. So you have a minimum of two. And here we're introduced to the idea of the Ein Beis Din Shakel. We're going to see this throughout many of the drushes for the various dinim of the Mishnah, that you can get two, and then you add one because of a rule called Ein Beis Din Shakel. Ein Beis Din Shakel. You can't have a Beis Din which is of even number of people. The Rambam here in Perusha Mishnah goes into the rule a little bit. You have to have the possibility for different opinions and a majority vote. That's a rule in Beis Din. So that means you can already imagine not two, but two plus one. We'll see from the Achar Rebbe Kan Shlosha. So Ushvatim is two, and Beis Din Shakel gives you three. That's the Tanakam. What does Rabbi Shmuel hold? And that's the Parsha of Malkus, obviously. That's self-understood. It says further in the Pasuk, V'tzdikus HaTzadik, V'shiwes HaRasha, and so on. V'haya in Bin HaKos HaRasha, the Rasha deserves to get hit. The Pilu HaShofet, and so on. Kidei V'shasa, Boim Yakenu. So it starts with Ushvatim. Even though it says the pilo has so fate, so that's a lesson yachid. Yeah, okay. So there's a shliach Beis Din. That's the one that's actually doing the actual physical whipping. But there was a the din Torah was in din Torah shvatim of two. What does the Vishmo hold? So the Rav brings the answer is Asya Rasha Rasha. It's Xerish Shav Ksivhacha V'Yirshiwes HaRasha. The pasuk here Ksivhasa Mashehu Rasha Lamus. That's the parashas Masei regarding a rotzeach that has to be put to death. That's chiyuv of Mises Beis Din. And Mises Beis Din is din nefashis. Ma lahalam l'chav gimel, afkan l'chav gimel. So that's the reason for Rabbi Shmuel. The Rav didn't give us the full picture. The Gemara on Daf Yud has two reasons for Rabbi Shmuel, Abaya and Rava. So what did Abaya say? Take a look on Daf Yud toward the bottom. My time at Rabbi Shmuel. Amar Abaye Asya Rasha Rasha. So that's the drasha that the Rav quoted. Rava Amar Malkus B'Mokom Misa Omedes. What does it mean? Malkus B'Mokom Misa Omedes. The Rashi says here the third wide line. Malkus is in place of Misa. The cave of the Avar Asharas Boro Roi Hulamus. To violate a Rav is already someone is worthy of death. The lav itself has in it the onus called misa. Umisazu kanas alava kasuv. So the misa is in the form of malchus. Varehu ka'achas bina misos. It's like you have Abba Mises Beis Din plus malchus. And malchus is, you could say, a fifth type of misa. That's how Rashi explains Rava's reasoning. And therefore, just like skil b'fnei atzma, srei b'fnei atzma, v'heg b'fnei atzma, havinami malchus ka'achas bina misos. Interesting svara. Malkus Mokom Misa Omedes. So we have Abaye, we have Rava. And the Bartanura chose Abaye's reason. And what does Rava think about Abaye's reason? Does he accept the Gzeres Shava Rasha Rasha? So those who remember from Melanaris, Tosis here is Miramis to it. Mashma Deleschi to Gzeres Shava de Rasha Rasha. Mokom Acher Mefurish, Tosis in various places discusses, we have Rasha Rasha for other things. Tosis at the end of the Sukkot Adamine comes up with this in Elinaris. Yeah, so the Mefarshim on the Bar Tanura, I'm over this point. You take a look in the margin, the Rishon Litzion, Perush, Tosus Chadashim, you see they all point out, Hainu Kadbaye, Abu Rava, Tam de Malksmoka Miso Medes. Again, if there's a machlokes, Abaye Varava, you would think that the Rav should choose the reason of Rav. Rav is usually, that's what he says at least, he says, Hilchasa Kavasil Gabi Abaye. He says maybe Rava also agrees with Abaye's reason. Rava just gave another reason. All right, I'll call upon him just to know that this is the other Likutim they bring from others as well. The same discussion in the Bar Tanur. Why did the Bar Tanur pick only Abaye's reason? Okay, there's a lot to say in this also. Let's go on. But the only quick question to consider is what about Malkus Mardus? In light of this, of these two reasons, how would it play out for Malkus Mardus? If it's Xeris Shava Rasha. So it's Xeris Shava from what? From Rasha in the Torah. That's Malkus Aboyim. If it's Malkus Mokam Miso Medes, so what Malkus Mokam Miso Medes? Right, the Malkus in the Torah. So Malkus Mardus would be included. But one could make an argument that if Malkus Mardus is patterned after Malkus Doraisa, to the extent that the Chachamim have in mind a Drabbanan application of a Doraisa idea, okay, so we have a rule called Kol Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein Doraisa Tikkun, and maybe you would say that it should require Chav Gimel. I'm not sure if that's a good argument or not. If it's a Drasha, I can hear more such an argument. Rasha is the source in the Chumash, that Malkus requires Chav Gimel, according to this Drasha. And Malkus Mardus is Ke'en Do Raisa, so maybe it should also require Chav Gimel. If the reason is that Rava's reason, Malkus Mokam Miso Medes, dial that you can say Malkus Do Raisa is Mokam Miso. You have Arba Misa's Bezin, you have Malkus. I don't know if you could stretch it as far as saying Malkus Mardus. Mitzat Sheini, you have the lesson of the Ritva that I started with. What did the Ritva say? What is Malkus Mardus? How far do you give it? So there is one sheet of Malkus Mardus is Achitesi Nafsha, that you're willing to go as far as Achitesi Nafsha. Not every sheet is that way. Other sheetas hold, no, it's only an omer. So maybe if you hold the reason of Achitesi Nafsha, that's what it is, and maybe it could plug in Rava's reason. At the end of the day, if we're correct in our Diuk and Rashi doesn't want you to think that we are in any way discussing Malkus Mardus. Rashi goes out of his way, say Malkus Aboyim, don't think that anyone would hold that Malkus Mardus should require Chav Gimel. Just toying with the possibility why that might be that you wouldn't, maybe you would need Chav Gimel Kein Doraisa, but you have to know why maybe you would need Chav Gimel. Rashi doesn't want you to think that. That's maybe what Rashi has to say, Malkus Aboyim. Okay. Bifrat, if Rashi holds that it's not Aboyim, then Rashi's saying Malkus Aboyim. In other words, not Malkus Mardus. It's not there. It's Malkus Doraisa. That's Aboyim. Malkus Mardus is not Aboyim. Yeah, Rachamin.
This is probably more of a side question, but in terms of the Limudim, where Tanakh gets meaning a showing about the Ushvatum, what's the Limud exactly?
Ushvatum is Shvatum.
Meaning, what's the mechanism?
How do you see two in the word Ushvatum?
They judge. So that means two.
You mean judging, you think Ushvatum is mashmak judging them, the people? Yeah. Is that the Ushvatum saying that they will judge them? The Mishpat. Help me out, guys, with grammar here. No. Ushvatum. It sounds like two are judging two. How would you say one person judging two people?
Ushvatam.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's why. Ushvatam would be one person judging two people. The two Bavidinim. Ushvatum is two people judging two. Okay, so that's the drasha.
Meaning, but even so, does that mean it's mefurash? I wasn't asking tzadik du, I'm asking tzadik, how is the drasha? What is the essence of the drasha? Meaning
the Torah puts
like
that word in Torah, right? And the Torah knows that when you have two, you add one. So the Torah puts the word that's Lashon Rabbim to represent the Dayanim. Look, three can also be judging two, and it's also Shvatum. It's not a contradiction to Shvatum being two. Two, it doesn't mean two. It could be more than one are judging the two people.
Right, but which one would
is the minimum you can get is two, and then you get three.
Is this stronger than Gzirah Shavah, let's say? Or is the Gzirah Shavah stronger than this? Yeah. Meaning, does this make it Mifurash in the Psukim?
what would you call this drasha exactly? Shutu Shemikra, I don't know. I think it's a drasha. Which of the Yigim Midos would it be? I don't know. It's a drasha, just like you have later in the Mishnah, the Samchu, by Smichas Kenim, the Samchu Lashon Rabim, and the Garufa, and you know, you have a Lashon Rabim in the context of the Psukim, so that tells you already too. Here too, the Shvatum is too. It's a drasha. I mean, what's the difference? It's Pshuto Shemikra, it's even better, no?
Right. No. Okay. If it's Pshuto Shemikra, then why is there? Then why would Rabbi Yishmael have a separate?
No, because you see, Shvatum doesn't say two. It says it's more than one. It could be 23. You could say Shvatum and 23 also. But the answer is, if you don't have a mock for 23, then the minimum you can put into the word Shvatum is two. And since Ebe is in Shakul, so then I know three. If I have another source to tell me 23, then I'll read the Shvatum as 23. Shvatum could be 50, you know, 50 also. But the answer is, why 50? Nehecha teisa more than two. So three I can get, because two plus one. Ebe is in Shakul. Chav gimon yirnu makar, to dami chav gimon. Yeah. That's the question. How do I know Chav Gimel? Okay, so let's now go to Kiddush HaChodesh. What does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah doesn't call Kiddush HaChodesh at all. Until now, we're dealing with Dinei Torah that are, you could say, classic type of Dinei Torah, whether it's Knas, Mammon, Malkus, that came out of a fight. Now we're dealing with a different type of a din Torah, if you will. I mean, I don't know if you call it din Torah even. It's a psaka based in a determination, perhaps, or psak. This is the world of Ibor Shana, Kiddush HaChodesh, and this also the Mishnah is putting in the list of things that require shlosha. Now the words of the Mishnah: Ibor HaChodesh b'shlosha, one sentence, and then Ibor Hashana b'shlosha. Divir Rav Meir, Shimon Gamliel Omer, actually Ibor Shana is not three and stop at that, but B'shlosha Maschilin, there's a beginning that has three, B'chamisha Nosin V'Nosin, and then there's an interim stage of five, you add two for the deliberations, and you have to know what it means exactly. The Rav will give us some shot here. The Gomen B'Shiva, and then the conclusion and the final decision that we're going to Ma'abed Shana to have the Adar Sheni is with seven. But Vim Gamal Begimel Milberis, that it would still count as making it a Shana Milberis. So we have the notion of what's called Ibor HaChodesh, which is Shlosha, and Ibor Shana, which is Rav Meir saying Shlosha. Rav Shimon Gamliel gives us a little bit more, that at least L'chadchila there should be 3, 5, 7 involved. So says Rashi, what exactly is meant by Ibor HaChodesh? Rashi doesn't help us. Rashi points out the fact that it's ambiguous, the Gemara Mefarish. So we have to know what exactly is it that the Gemara says. And why? What is unclear? What's unclear is the word Ibor. Ibor HaChodesh sounds like the month getting 30 days. Some months are 29 and some months are 30 days. So if the month is going to be a male, So Mimela, it's a male, right? So what's this Ibor HaChodesh? What does Bezin have to do, so to speak? What's Bezin's role here? Ibor Shana, Rashi gives us a little bit more. So how you based in Yoshvin, they used to have convene, Veroin, Imsrichin La'aber. If they have to decide to make a leap year, what would be the considerations? Why might you need to have a Shana Mulberes? So Rashi gives us two things. The Pnei HaAviv, because of the crop not ripening, you have to have it ripe for Nisan, Chodesh Aviv, the Atkufa, you have to have aligned the Tkufa of Teves and Tammuz. The Tkufos have to correspond with the Yamim Tovim, Kedamin B'Gemara. Rashi leaves out, the Gemara says there are three things actually. There's also Perasei Ilan with Shavuos. Rashi doesn't mention it for some reason. The Rav does, we'll see in a minute. Okay, that's Ibor Shana. These are the various considerations. Milsid Rabbi Shimon, why 3, 5, 7? Farshi B'Gemar B'Brais. Okay, we'll see more. So Rashi starts by saying, Ibor HaChodesh B'Gemar Mefarish. What does the Rav say? Ibra Chodesh, Kiddush HaChodesh. So the Rav explains, Ibra Chodesh means based in to Mekadesh the Chodesh. What does Kiddush HaChodesh actually mean? So what goes into Kiddush HaChodesh? Beis Din has to make some kind of cheshbin with the months, the days of the month. That's called chishuv. We'll see soon the Gemara. But there's something called kiddush, which is the pronouncement itself. The Rosh Beis Din says mekudesh hachodesh, and then it says in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, everyone responds mekudesh mekudesh. So what the Rav is saying, we'll see where this comes from in the Gemara, that Ibra Chodesh means Kiddush HaChodesh. That means the declaration of the Rosh Beis Din to say this day is Chodesh. This is Rosh Chodesh. Now that declaration can come, if it's going to be said, it can come on day 30, and then it's certainly very relevant, because since day 30 could be technically part of the earlier month, it need not necessarily be the new Chodesh. So the Kiddush HaChodesh and the declaration as such is what actually creates the status of this day being Rosh Chodesh. If you were talking on day Lamed Aleph, then seemingly whether you say Mekudesh or not, there's no other option, because you can't have a month of 31 days. The months of the Torah are either the lunar months, are either 29 or 30 days. Those are the options. And yet, maybe there's still a mitzvah called Kiddush HaChodesh on Lamed Aleph. This is a question in Tanoim, Big Machlokes. Exactly what is necessary for Beis Din, and when is it necessary to say Mekudesh HaChodesh? On day 30? On day 31? On both? On neither? And the answer is, there are four different opinions that emerge. So the Rav just says Kiddush HaChodesh. It doesn't say exactly what he's thinking as far as which day, but he's saying that Ibra Chodesh means Kiddush. But he doesn't really explain why the Mishnah uses Ibra Chodesh until what he says right now. He gives us a little bit of an explanation. V'aydi d'boi l'misni Ibur Hashana, since the next sentence is Ibur Hashana, Taninami Ibur HaChodesh. Now let's see, there's something in the Rav that's a little bit inconsistent that the Tosfos Yontif harps on here. But in order to understand what this problem is, we have to see the Gemara, and we also have to keep in mind the Makar, and why Shlosha, that the Rav doesn't say. When it comes to Makos B'Shlosha, he gave us the Makar. When it comes to Kiddush Chodesh, Ibur Chodesh, Ibur Shana B'Shlosha, the Rav didn't say anything. And even the Gemara here doesn't say anything. Interesting, you have to go to Rosh Hashanah for this. Okay, so let's look at the sugya on Daf Yud Amud Beis. So the Gemara starts by asking the question: Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha, Zok the Gemara, fourth line from the top. Chishuv Lo Katani, Kiddush Lo Katani, Ela Ibur. It doesn't say Chishuv. If it said Chishuv, I'd know what it means. If it said Kiddush, I'd know what it means. But it says Ibur, and that's difficult. Why? Lo l'katsa u'memelu l'aber. Ibur shouldn't require a formal ma'isa Beis Din. Just don't be mekadesh the chodesh, and the default is the chodesh is male. What does chishuv mean? Rashi has a whole thing here. Chishuv lo katani, the name that we should say, the tzarech shlosha, to do what l'chashev im yabru es chodesh. To do calculations, should we or should we not be ma'abit the chodesh? Should the month have 30 days or not? Should the previous month be 30, or should we make already this day Rosh Chodesh and have the month before be 29? Why is that totally in chishuv? What kind of chishuv are we discussing? The bechush bin Talia. This has to do with mathematics. Why? Even though we might have strong reason that it should be Me'ubar, because this is Rosh Hashanah. Yakai Mesaya is situations with the vegetables withering, or because of Kfuras Meis. If you're going to have situations of 2 days in a row that you're not, let's say Yom Kippur and Shabbos being back to back, and then you're going to have issues, so that might be a reason why you want to have an extra day in between. So that could be because of your Yakai Mesaya. So Rashi says it might be reasons that you want to have Me'ubar, but there's a counter issue. You still have to do a cheshbin. Why? Because we have to make sure, not just about this month being Mali Chaser, we have to know how it relates to the rest of the year and the rest of the months. Because the year can have the lunar year can have three possibilities for the number of days. What are the three possibilities? Not talking about Shemul Beres now, talking about a regular Shana Pshuta. What are the three options? 300, how many days are there in the lunar year?
354.
It could be 355, and it could be as little as 353. But those are the three options. In order that be preserved, so you have to obviously figure out there can't be more than a certain number of chaser months, nor can there be more than a certain number of mali months. If too many, if you're going to have 354, then you're going to have more or less six and six. Am I right? 29 times 6, add to that 30 times 6, what's the total? 354. Okay. If you'd have seven chaser instead of six chaser months, then you have 353. If you had seven male and five chaser, then you have 355. But those are your options. Now, by the way our calendar is set up with the Cheshbon, so 10 out of the 12 months are fixed, being Chaser or Mole. There are two that can fluctuate. Does anyone know? In other words, we're now in Elul, right? So how many days are in Elul?
29.
Yeah. How many days are Tishrei?
30.
Tishrei is a Mole month. That means Rosh Chodesh Cheshbon is going to be 2 days. Now, Cheshvan and Kislev can switch. That's the answer. Cheshvan and Kislev can switch depending on the year. Usually it's one way, but Teves is what? Is always Chaser. Rosh Chodesh Shvat is always one day. Shvat?
30.
It's 30. Adar is always Chaser. Means Rosh Chodesh Nisan is always one day. Nisan is always Malay. Means Rosh Chodesh Iyar is always going to be 2 days. Iyar is always Chaser, Sivan is always Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Sivan. Sivan is Male, so 2 days Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Tammuz is always Chaser, means one day Rosh Chodesh Av. Av is always Male, that's why it's 2 days Rosh Chodesh El. The two months that can possibly switch to be the same could be Cheshvan and Kislev. Typically, though, one would be Chaser, one would be Male, and then you'd have 354. But that's but in time that you mekadesh apia re'ia, and Beis Din would have to make sure that nothing would be out of whack, so to speak, in terms of the year, the length of the year. This is what Rashi goes on to say here. That the Mishnah says, in Erech ein pochtsin mi'arba chadashim ha'mubarim b'shana v'lo nira l'abba yoser al-shmona avotishim mubarim lo avdinan. You can't have nine. That's the limit that the Gemara in Erech is talking about. Okay, well, again, ours is the imkim kadem vasi siyara to asiyomim machzik shikra. The month, if the moon is going to be too distant from the actual Rosh Chodesh, it's going to be strange. So Rashi says, therefore, you always have to figure that out as well, that it shouldn't be totally off in terms of the astronomical molad and the there are a lot of kolim with molad. Okay, not for us, not right now. It's interesting. Rashi says chishuv this whole bit. The Rambam sounds like chishuv is like a, in a certain way, part of the whole mitzvah kiddush haChodesh. The Rambam in, first of all, in the very beginning of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is in Zmanim, he says, the heading of the whole Kiddush HaChodesh of the Rambam, before even Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Sasei Achas, V'hi L'chashev, V'leida, V'likboa, Be'ezer Yom Hutchilas Kol Chodesh V'Chodesh Mechadshi Hashana. So he actually defines the mitzvah. You know, what's the definition of Kiddush HaChodesh? L'chashev, L'reida, V'likboa. It's not just the kvius, it's the L'chashev as well. And Perek Beis, Kiddush HaChodesh Halacha Dalid, the Rambam says, Beis din mechashvin bedrachim she'at stagnidnin mechashvin behem v'yodim halavana k'shetir b'chol jizem tia b'tzafon ha'shemesh b'droma. So they actually have to know the astronomy of where the moon should be at a given time. That, for the Rambam, is what Chishuv is. The Rashi didn't say that. The Rashi says Chishuv more in terms of the calendar component. The Rambam seems to include the astronomy component, and he's ma'arich later in Kiddush HaChodesh about these points, how high, what position it should be in. When they test the Edom, they have to know, you know, whether it's Oizkahalt and whether what they're saying could even fit with the way that they're describing it, where they saw the moon, at what point, at what time of day. So pointing around, that's part of Chishuv. Okay, now the question is, what does the Mishnah mean? So it says, Ibur HaChodesh, it doesn't say Chishuv. So Chishuv, Rashi's Pshat, Rambam's Pshat, Chishuv. Kiddush Lo Katani doesn't say Kiddush. The name of the Tzarech Gimel L'Kabel Eidus HaChodesh M'Pi HaEidim V'Lom M'Kodesh HaChodesh. If it said Kiddush, what would it mean? That you need three, a basin of three, to Mekabel the Eidus and to say M'Kodesh HaChodesh. That's Kiddush. What does it say? Ibur HaChodesh. That means, so it sounds like it means, Rashi says, that you need three to say M'Ubur HaChodesh. To declare that the month is a Mole, you need three. And the question is, Lo Katshua B'Yom Shloshim, don't be Mekadesh the Yom HaShloshim. When you say Mekudesh, when you Mekadesh the day Yom Lamed Aleph, so Memela, what do I have? I have a Chodesh Mole previously. So Memela, what's the notion of Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha? That's the question. So now the Gemara is going to have several explanations to teach the words of the Mishnah. Okay, so that, the question is clear. The Gemara Mefarish and Rashi, what's difficult? What does it mean? Ibur HaChodesh. Comes Abaye, and Abaye says, "Tni Kiddush HaChodesh." Tainah v'hachi, Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibur HaShana b'Shlosha. Fine. So according to Abaye, what is the meaning of Ibur HaChodesh? Kiddush HaChodesh, Rashi says, "Al kochatzi HaShana kai." It's going on every month. Beis Din's pronouncing the Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the meaning of Ibur HaChodesh. In fact, the Gemara Marav of Ibur Katani can't say that. It says Ibur, doesn't say Kiddush. That was with Gemara's originalist point. Okay. Rashi elaborates a little bit. You can't make such a mistake to switch the words. It doesn't seem that that's the Pshat of the Mishnah. It wouldn't say Ibur if it means Kiddush. It would say Kiddush. So now we get introduced to Machlokes Tanoim Rosh Hashanah, exactly when Basin has to say Mekudesh. So Rava and Rav Nachman are going to hang their hats on different Tanoim on this issue. And based on their pshat, we're going to understand why he calls it Ibur. Now, Ibur suggests that we're talking about a Chodesh Mole. But again, the question is, Beis Din doesn't have to say it's Mole. If the Mekadesh Lamed Aleph, then obviously the previous month is Mole. So what does Rava do? Rava says it means Kiddush B'Yom Ibur, B'Shlosha. Beis Din has to declare on Yom Ibur. What's the Yom Ibur? Day 30, that conceivably could have been the making the month Mole, and that is the Kiddush that requires Shlosha, as opposed to Yom Lamed Aleph, which doesn't need Shlosha because you don't have to say Mekudesh on Yom Lamed Aleph. So Kiddush B'Yom Ibur B'Shlosha, but Achar Ibur like a Kiddush. Meaning after Ibur, once you pass day 30, there's no need to say Mekudesh. And who holds that way? Mani Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadiki. That's none. If the moon did not appear bismano on day 30, so you don't have to say Mekudesh. Why? Because the month took its Kedusha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Din Shomala, so to speak, was Mekadesh it. When exactly? It's a whole shaila. When? Rashi here says, Kvakitshu Shamayim Meyesmo. Means that they can Mekadesh the next day, the day earlier. That's how Rashi says. Tosis thinks differently here. Tosis quotes from Rashi and Rosh Hashanah differently. But what is this opinion? Rav Lezer ben Tzadik has quoted here. That there's only a mitzvah, there's only a halach to say Mekudash on what? On Yom Lamed. So according to Rav, how does the Mishnah read? Ibur HaChodesh B'Shlosha means that we're going according to the Tana that holds that you only say a mitzvah say Mekudash on Yom Lamed. So we're calling it Ibur because the Kiddush is taking place on Yom Lamed, which is the day of Ibur. The day that could have been what made the month Mole, but if you in fact you decide to make it the new month, so that's the Kiddush that the Mishnah is talking about. So we call it Ibur because it's on Yom Ibur. This is Rava. Wait, just a few minutes. Rav Nachman says, different pshat. Kiddush Achar Ibur Bishlosh. Again, he's trying to associate the words Ibur Chodesh with the notion of Kiddush. But instead of saying what Rava says, that we're talking about the Kiddush B'Yom Ibur, which is the Kiddush of Yom Lamed, that's the only time you have to say Mekudash. Rav Nachman says it's actually the Kiddush of Yom Lamed Aleph. And who holds this way that you have to say Mekudosh only on Yom Lamed Aleph? It's suggesting only then you have to say Mekudosh. Kiddush Achei Bishlosha, B'yom Ibor Leka Kiddush. You don't have to say formally Mekudosh on Yom Lamed. Umani Primuhi. It's another Tana. Primu, the Sanya, Primu Oma, Bizmano, Ein Mekachinoso. Shelo Bizmano Mekachinoso. A little counterintuitive, no? Comes out. What does it? What Yom Lamed Memela gets the Kiddush. You just, what would you have to do then? What would Beis Din do? Beis Din would calculate, maybe. But the Kiddush, the Mekudosh HaChodesh wouldn't be said on Yom Lamed. When would Mekudosh have to be said? On the day that doesn't seem to be in the spotlight, that doesn't seem to, you know, have that prominence. So then you say Mekudosh, and the Mishnah means Ibor HaChodesh, Ibor HaChodesh means the Kiddush of after Ibor. So both Rav and Rav Nachman are explaining the Mishnah to refer to a declaration of Mekudosh, either on Yom Lamed according to that Tana, or on Yom Lamed Aleph according to the other Tana. So we have so far how many Pshatim in the Mishnah? Abaya seemed to have been rejected, no? Abaya said this Kiddush every month. Abaya presumably meant, doesn't matter what day, there's a Tana that holds. That's the Tzim Rosh Hashanah, the first time that they are in the Mishnah. Bein bezman, bein shlo bezman, you say Mekudosh. But Abaye, that gets rejected because there's no association to Ibor then. So Abaye is out. We have Rava. We have Rav Nachman. Mekudosh Yom Lamed. Mekudosh Yom Lamed Aleph. Let me just do one more, and then I know from before, right? We'll take both of you. Ravashi Omar, a different pshat. La'olam chishav katani. Really, let's go back. You know what it means? It means not kiddush. It means chishav. Chishav. Whatever goes into Beis Din's figuring out whether the month should be mali or chaser, that's what the Mishnah means, b'shlosa. Umay ibur, chishav the ibur. The chishav of whether it should be ma'ubar or not. Beis Din has to figure it out. Again, Rashi, the Rambam, different ways to explain what the chishav is. So what was the problem? It doesn't say chishav. It says ibur. But it means chishav di ibur. So why not just say chishav? Why not just say chishav for itself? Va'aydi the kabbalah misni ibur shana. Since the next sentence it says ibur regarding ibur shana, tananami ibur chodesh. This is Rav Ashi. Let's just finish. So the Gemara says, it comes out, the only thing I need to show is chishav. What about kiddush? What happened to Kiddush? According to Rav Ashi's Pshat. The Mishnah doesn't talk about Kiddush. So what does that suggest? Chishav Chodesh in, Kiddush Chodesh lo. Mani, who is that opinion? Rav Elezehi. The son of Rav Elezehi Omer, Dein Bizmano, Dein Bishalob Bizmano, Ein Mekachino. So there's no need for Beis Din to say Mekudosh HaChodesh at all. Be it Lamed, be it Lamed Aleph. Shenemar, Mekidash, Emstas HaChamishim Shana, that's referring to Yovel, Shonim Atam Mekadosh, Iyat Mekadosh Chodesh. There's no need for Beis Din to Mekadosh Chodashim. Beis Din just makes determinations, and there's no need for a formal declaration of Kiddush. And according to Rav Ashi, that's why the Mishnah doesn't talk about Kiddush, because there was no need for Kiddush. There was only need for Chishuv. Why is it called Ibor? Because ID that it says Ibor on Shan. So what's going to be the problem in the Bar Tanura? And then we'll take everyone's question here. What's the Tosiyant that's going to be bothered by? Reading this Gemara, go back to the Bar Tanura and see what doesn't seem to line up well in this Bar Tanura. What does the Bav do for us? The Rav says, Ibur Chodesh means Kiddush Chodesh. Well, which Pshatim in the Gemara does that fit with, Kiddush Chodesh? Right. Either, well, Abaye seems to be knocked out. So who talks about Kiddush Chodesh? Rav and Rav Nachman. What's the difference? Rav says Kiddush B'yom Ibur, and Rav Nachman says Kiddush L'achar Ibur. And that's why it says Ibur. The Rav just says Kiddush, and he says, and Aydi B'yom Misni Ibur Shana Tainami Ibur Chodesh. Where did that come from? That line, Aydi. Rav Ashi, what did Rav Ashi say? That it means what? Chishav, not Kiddush. What did Rav do? Mix and match? He took the pshat of Kiddush HaChodesh, which sounds like Rav Nachman, but then you have no problem with the word Ibur. Ibur is because the Kiddush is either B'yom Ibur or the day after B'yom Ibur. So then you have no problem with the Lashon. Instead, he goes on and gives the pshat of Aydi, which is connected to the pshat of Chishu, which is not Kiddush. That's the problem Tosfos Yontem raises in the Rav, just how to we have to deal with the whole bigger notion of Kiddush HaChodesh, but just to see, you know, hands on, what's the difficulty with the Gemara. So that's what Tos Yontav asks. He says, Lo yadati, lamo appears a rav kerava de mefarish kiddush b'yom ibur, achar ibur leka kiddush, mani rav lezva tzadaki, to have the Gemara lo amru aidi, elu amandim mefarish chishav chodesh, avu amandim mefarish kiddush chodesh, masik de masnisim lezva tzadaki. If it's kiddush chodesh, then it's lezva tzadaki, and it goes that you do kiddush b'yom lamed. No, Mishtama, what's the answer? That who is the Rav really learning Pshat in the Mishnah? Like, which opinion is he going with? Rav Ashi? No, Rav Ashi says Chishuv. The Rav says Kiddush. So which is it? Rava? Doesn't say, then he doesn't need Aidi. Rava is Kiddush B'Yom Ibur. Rav didn't say only B'Yom Ibur. Abaye. According to Abaye, when do you need Kiddush? Yom Lamed? Yom Lamed Aleph?
Both.
Correct. That's the Mishnah itself in Rosh Hashanah. There are four opinions on both sides. What do you need Mekudash and when? So the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, you'll take a look at it. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chaf Dalid says the following: Bein Rosh Basin Omen Mekudash, the Chol HaMonim Mekudash, Bein Shenir Bismano, Bein Shalonir Bismano Mekatsinoso. In other words, whether Yom Lamed Aleph, you say Mekudash. Rav Lezav Avtzadik says, "Imloner bismano emekatshin." If I could choose shemayim, but if you say you only need mekudash on what or yom lamed, if it's yom lamed, you don't say mekudash. So it's two opinions. And then the Gemara brings the other opinions. Flim Tanya, Flim Alomer bismano emekatshin. Shelo bismano mekatshin. Lezav Rav Shimon says, "Bein kach bein kach emekatshin." There are four opinions total. According to Abaye, the Mishnah means what? The Mishnah means Kiddush. But Abaye got rejected. What is the Rav doing? The Rav is apparently holding that once Rav Ashi comes with his Pshat, that it means Chishuv. But what does he do with the Lashon of Ibur? How does he explain the Lashon of Ibur? Aidi. So now we can resuscitate, we can revive Abaye. Abaye's Pshat now has footing already. You can simply plug in the Aidi into Abaye. That's the stum what the Rav is doing. But both say what we need to do. I want to leave a few minutes for something else. What I want to do with you, Mr. Shem, for the next year is there's a lot to talk about. We're talking about Samsim a little bit, but this inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh, exactly what is the nature of the mitzvah? What is the uniqueness of this Beis Din? The Mishnah just makes it sound like Bishlosha. There's nothing more than that. But according to the Rambam, there's a lot more than that. And even the Ramban, who's masig on the Rambam, doesn't completely reject the idea that there is a certain connection to Beis Din HaGadol here, even though the Mishnah doesn't allude to it at all here, not here, not later in the Mishnah. So we'll talk about that inyan. We also have to discuss the Makor for Shlosha, which is the next Tosfos Yontif. That's the Sugya in Rosh Hashanah also. You should have it. So a little bit about Kiddush HaChodesh we'll leave, I guess, for... But we'll see what we can do with it. We'll try to put some things in perspective on this inyan. I have in my safer a little bit of kuntres on Yom HaChodesh, so if you have it, you can take a look there. Not that much, but a little bit, but on the inyan. Okay.